This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
I sat down to the seat of a Boeing 737 airplane this morning, as I do just about every week, giving little thought to the kind of plane. I do like the 737-800 and the 737 MAX, because they are new, have very comfortable seats, usually pretty good Wi-Fi connection, too. But given the recent news of crashes involving Boeing's 737 MAX, some people don't want to fly one. And they are checking before they go to see what kind of plane is scheduled to be used on their trip. Some people are even trying to change their tickets if they find out that a 737 MAX is to be flown. The airlines are publicly sticking to their usual ticket change policies in the wake of the crashes. But USA Today says quietly, behind the scenes, the carriers appear to be working with concerned travelers when possible. A Southwest passenger due to fly from Los Angeles to Nashville on a MAX 8 today reached out to Southwest and was able to change her flight to another nonstop flight on a different kind of plane without penalty, according to USA Today. Now, Southwest never charges a ticket change fee, but they do usually charge any difference in fare that might occur after the ticket was booked. From this week in agribusiness, farm leaders are making it clear they are not happy with the Trump administration proposed budget. At the Illinois Farm Bureau, the group's president, Rich Giebert, says the proposed 15% budget cuts announced by President Donald Trump would be devastating to farmers who have endured 5 years in a row of declining net farm income and rising input costs. Giebert says the fact that Congress passed the 2018 Farm Bill with overwhelming bipartisan support, now to see proposed budgets that would cripple the farmers' vital risk management tools, combined with cuts in critical funding for conservation practices, is, as he put it, devastating. Giebert, whose farm is in deep southern Illinois, said farmers have faced an enormous amount of uncertainty over the past year, and this does not help family farms make plans for the future. We'll be with Farm Bureau leaders from various states tomorrow and Thursday in Washington during this National Agriculture Week. In fact, tomorrow morning we'll be at the headquarters of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and we'll be gathering feedback there, to be sure, from farmers. Ag Day, by the way, actually is Thursday. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.